Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. House introduces bills to ban citizen appeal of logging. Senate firefighter revives salvage logging. Collective amnesia is a dangerous thing, but it would appear that the U.S. Congress has forgotten what a joy the salvage logging rider was for the National Forest, the U.S. Forest Service, and those lawmakers who supported lawless logging. Now is a good time to remind them because the Senate is currently negotiating a new logging rider, and two bad bills have been introduced in the House. Representative Dennis Rayburg, a Republican from Montana, introduced House Bill H.R. 5214, that proposes to permanently suspend all laws for logging and ban citizen appeals and judicial review to all existing timber sale analysis areas. Representative John Shadegg, a Republican from Arizona, introduced H.R. 5309 that proposes to suspend environmental laws and citizen involvement in any project that involves thinning or salvage logging. Please contact your senators and your representatives at 202-224-3121, that's 202-224-3121, during business hours or at their district offices, and urge them to oppose any fire-related riders or legislation that would suspend environmental laws or citizen involvement. Remind them that the last time environmental laws were suspended in the name of forest health under the salvage logging rider, the forests were heavily abused, the public was outraged, and the Forest Service credibility was seriously undermined. Tell them that an effective fire program should focus on non-controversial projects to protect homes and communities, not repolarizing the logging debate and creating new controversy. Field Guide to Timber Theft released. The long-awaited Field Guide to Timber Theft, Understanding Timber Sales, the Contract, and the Law is available to forest activists. The guide was developed specifically for forest activists by several members and former members of the Forest Service's Timber Theft Investigative Branch. The guide is useful in understanding timber sales on public and private lands and includes tips for using confidential information received by whistleblowers or informants. Download the 32-page report at www.whistleblower.org. That's www.whistleblower.org. Wolf cougar killing weighed for Vancouver Island. The British Columbia Ministry of Water, Land, and Air Protection in Canada is considering a controversial plan to kill up to 30% of all the wolves and cougars on Vancouver Island to rescue what it says is a declining deer population. Doug Jance, the head of Fish and Wildlife Science and Allocation Section of the Ministry's Vancouver Island region, said the island's black-tailed deer population has dropped from 200,000 to about 55,000 in the last 20 years, and that excessive predation may be to blame. When you have predators in the system, they can reduce deer numbers down to a very low equilibrium, far lower than what the habitat can support, Jance said. Water ruling sticks in Joy Road battle. Joy Road homeowners in Occidental California have won a court ruling in their efforts to halt logging of a 13-acre redwood forest that they believe may be crucial to maintaining an underground water supply in one of the most water-scarce areas in Sonoma County. Superior Court Judge Lawrence Antolini made permanent a temporary order halting logging by the Harmony Forest and Land Company of Occidental until a full hearing can be held. By law, Antolini could not issue a preliminary injunction unless he believed the neighbors would win their case at the hearing. If the homeowners do prevail, the case would set a precedent for all future redwood logging proposals because the State of California Department of Forestry would have to acknowledge the contribution of fog drip from redwoods to underground aquifers, said Edwin Wilson, attorney for the Joy Road Area Forest and Watershed Association. And we thank the Santa Rosa Press Democrat for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the